Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Dr. Daniel Israel, GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates, and let me add, he sings as well. Good afternoon to you, Daniel.
Hi, Simon. Good to be with you.
Daniel, so schools are opening next week, and I would imagine that your phone is ringing off the line with concerned parents saying, should I, shouldn't I send my kids back to school?
So interestingly, it's actually less than usual. The last time, I think they're getting tired of the dance from in and out of school.
Okay.
But yeah, it is definitely the big news for today that King David and certainly King David and Yeshiva have decided to open again next week. And it's encouraging. I must say, it's encouraging.
In terms of the issues of, let's be honest, they're opening at the absolute height of a pandemic. I don't understand the what, where's, and why's, but I mean, why now?
Okay, so the background of this is that we've seen studies that have been done overseas, particularly to show that kids are not the main spreaders of this virus, as opposed to what was thought originally. Influenza certainly is highly spread in children. This is not. In fact, there's even been a couple of studies out of Europe that have traced children who were exposed to a lot of adults and showed that they weren't, that none of those adults got it from those kids. So, that was the original thinking. Secondly, when we went back to school a few weeks ago, the Board of Education and Yeshiva and all of that, other private schools as well in Joburg, put in a lot of effort to make sure that all the necessary measures were put in place in terms of social distancing and preventing infection, even if a kid came to school and had the virus. So then you could ask, why were the schools closed now?
Exactly.
Why are they closed in government? I think that, you've got to see the school as a big, as a big ecosystem or organism. And the problem is that it's not about the kids per se spreading it, but it's about in schools where there's staff and cleaners and parents and teachers and, we've taken drastic measures. But now we are seeing a decrease in the number of cases I'm certainly seeing per day compared to what we were seeing, 2 weeks ago. And that's probably prompting our schools in desperation to say, we've got to get our kids back. They're struggling at home, some of them.
I'm probably going to take you out of your comfort zone with the next question. I know you're not a psychologist, but you are a family doctor. Do you foresee any sort of long-term effects on kids for not having been at school this long? Are there any sort of mental issues. I don't know what the right words. Could there be issues because of the period we've just gone through?
So Simon, yeah, as you say, I mean, this is not an evidence-based answer that I'm giving because I haven't got a study to back this up, but I personally don't. And that's because kids are resilient and the time that they've been out of school has been long, but it hasn't been drastically long. So had it been, God forbid, 2 years or in a real long period of time, I think that we would see big repercussions. And we're already seeing kids who are academically challenged and, who have social issues there. In those cases, we're seeing a bit of challenge, and certainly at being at home, having parents phoning with questions and how to deal with things. But I think that kids will bounce back and catch up quickly if we can get them back to school in the near future.
And the relationship between children and grandparents is a very special relationship. I would imagine, what's your advice? They're going back to school, they're going to be exposed. What should their contact with grandparents be or not be?
You'll see an inconsistency in the behavior here of what's happening in the schools. I certainly see it. And then we say that kids don't spread, and then we still keep our kids separate, wearing masks, sitting on chairs at break. And so the question you can ask is why? And that's because the data hasn't run its length of time yet. And, in any other disease, you let the data run a long period of time. You look at the evidence for or against. And then after that, if you find that the data shows that it's a problem, then you put in interventions. Here we have to take all measures. So my concern here is it's very nice saying that kids don't spread it, but we can't allow kids to, on the chance that they do spread it, to spread it to vulnerable groups and then say, oh, we were actually wrong. So I think that as difficult as it is initially, we still have to keep our vulnerable groups, which includes older people, protected, unfortunately, from people who are in contact with others, which will be our kids at school.
I think that's a very important message that you just put out there, Daniel. I think that is really crucial. It's one thing letting the kids go back to school. It's another thing letting them visit grandparents. Daniel Israel, General Practitioner Daniel Israel and Associates, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. And we're going to leave it there.
Always happy to help, Simon. Be well.